and welcome to episode 14 of Just Another Priest podcast. I'm Father Kyle Schnipple, priest for the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, pastor of two parishes here on the northwest side of the city. Today, I wanted to take a look at, you know, what do we do on a day off? And I've got a number of hobbies that I share that I really enjoy to just practice on those times when I don't have, you know, priestly work to do, because, well, sometimes the priestly work, we never see the results. But with hobbies, I think it's important to be creative, sharing those fruits of that labor, and to see the results of the things that we do. And so, in this podcast, sharing a few things that I enjoy, love to share with my friends, and so hope you enjoy as well. God bless. So much of what we do as priests, and I know we're not the only one in this situation, is that the work that we do, we never see results. We preach a homily, and other than how a few reactions come through at the end of Mass, "Oh, that was a nice homily, Father," we don't necessarily hear much else. We don't know how that's made an impact in someone else's life. And so it can be difficult to see the results of what we do. And I think as a human person, we all need to see results. We need to see the fruit of our labor. And I think that comes to the fore in the Gospels, in the Bible. Jesus was a carpenter, so he understands that the fruit of that labor and seeing the results of that labor. And so for me as a priest, it's important to have a few hobbies that I do, especially on my day off. This podcast has become a new hobby for me. I tend to record on my day off on Mondays. But I have a few other things that happen as well. One of them was yesterday, Sunday afternoon. Last week I saw a parishioner as he was coming in for an evening prayer session, and I looked at him and said, "It's almost therapy season." And he looked at me and said, "Yeah, it's getting close." And so yesterday afternoon, it was a Sunday afternoon, it was a beautiful day, so I did my outdoor therapy session, which going out and pulling all the weeds in my garden just to get the house to look better, get the house ready for spring and summer. Last year, this parishioner, Dave, he would see me, I would see him outside doing a number of different things, pulling weeds, just trimming back flowers. And I looked at him, I'd go out and help him every once in a while when I could. And he's like, "You know, Father, this is just a lot cheaper than going to a therapist or going to a psychologist. It's my chance to get out, get my hands dirty, and just to feel good about some of the things that I do." And I certainly agreed with him. And so I would go out and help him out. So yesterday, I was kind of, my brain was all scattered and my brain was really tired, but just needed to do something constructive once. And so I put earbuds in, was listening to a podcast. Yesterday's was the Plane Talking UK podcast. I'm a aviation junkie, so I listen to a lot of aviation podcasts. And so got a chance to clear my head, kind of relax, just do something somewhat mindless, and at the end you could see the results. You could see the results of all the gardens around the house are put together and kind of ready for spring and summer. Second podcast or hobby that I have that I'm actually doing this morning while I'm in between recording this session. If you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you see my baking photos. And so this morning I'm making a cinnamon star swirl bread that I'll take over for a funeral luncheon over at Corpus Christi tomorrow. Something constructive, especially during those long winter months. It's just something I love to share the fruit, share things that I make, share things that I do. And so for this baking things, it's just a way of being creative in a different way for me. And as my friends are so apt to, they're like, "We will gladly share in the fruit of your baking whenever you want." And so I will often make a cake for a friend, or I'll send I try to send some things to friends out of town as well, just to share in that fruit of that labor. And the house always smells so great after, you know, I'm looking forward to this thing that I'm baking today, a cinnamon swirl bread. It's going to smell fantastic. Tons of butter, tons of cinnamon, tons of sugar, egg wash or two. It's going to be really good. And finally, my last hobby, trying to get back into it as much as I can. And this is probably the first hobby of the three that I'm mentioning today. It's the first hobby that I started, homebrewing. I was visiting some friends in Long Island. I was out for a meeting out there, and I went to their apartment. Their apartment was about the size of a confessional, I think. And they homebrewed in their apartment, in a very tiny, small apartment. And I was like, well, if they can do it in their apartment, I can certainly do it in the rectory that I was living in at the time. And so visited a homebrew store, got some all the equipment necessary, and just jumped in. And I've, you know, I think with any of these hobbies, gardening, baking, homebrewing, you kind of stand at the top of the rabbit hole and you look down and you're like, well, how far down this rabbit hole am I going to go? With homebrewing, I've gone pretty far down. I do all grain brewing. Do a number of things just and because you can get some really unique flavors, really unique ways of experimenting with things. Sometimes it doesn't come out so well, but typically I really enjoy the flavors that I'm able to impart with a homebrew. And so often it's things that I can't buy commercially or buying commercially are so expensive. And so I really enjoy putting those together. And the homebrew process, it's a 3-4-5 hour process the day of brewing. So it's a good chance to have friends over. And most of the time you're sitting around watching a pot boil. So it's not like it's a lot of work, but it's a great time to just socialize, just a great time to relax, have fun, just kind of talk with some friends. And so not this past weekend, the weekend before, Deacon David Dosek, who's from my hometown, Triple D, grew up down the street from me. His ordination to the priesthood is coming up, and so he asked me, could help him brew a batch of beer for his ordination reception. I was like, absolutely. So he came over, we put together an imperial smoked porter, and just had a lot of fun just chatting about priesthood, about life, about expectations, about ordination, the difference before and after ordination, and all these other things. And so it was just a good chance to relax with him. And so hobbies, I think, are so important because it's, you know, that Sabbath day of rest, of doing something creative, doing something different from your normal way of life, just as a way of sharing that creativity that we're called to have. God created, that's the first thing that he did. How do we share in that creativity? How do we share in that work of creation? And sharing the fruits of that labor as well is one of my favorite things. I love to bake. My friends all look at me and they're like, you're strange. I love to bake. I don't necessarily love to eat all of it. As I just texted a friend, hashtag 600 pound padre, if I ate everything I baked. So with that, just share what are your hobbies? What are the things that you like to do? What are the ways you like to be creative in life as well? Love to hear your stories back as well. So hope you enjoyed. Hope you have fun next week. I promised, I teased last week that this week's would be about the Chrism Mass. That's next week. So next week I'll share some of the things that we do at the Chrism Mass. What are the main oils that we bless, and the renewal of priestly vows as well. So hope you had a great week. Passion Tide is in full swing the last 2 weeks of Lent, where we really start to focus in so much on Jesus's passion, death, and resurrection. So I'll share some more things about that. I have a few seminarians coming over to my house to stay with me over Holy Week, so I'm looking forward to that as well. Hope all's well. God bless, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.